Well, hello there, beautiful one. I invite you to take a nice deep breath. And here we go. Take this moment to relax, reprogram, and replace any negativity that you may be experiencing with positive affirmations. It's that time to get our mind right, so let's do this. I make wise decisions based on my experience and my intuition. I make wise decisions based on my experience and my intuition. Wisdom flows effortlessly through me. Wisdom flows effortlessly through me. I am connected to the endless wisdom of the universe. I am connected to the endless wisdom of the universe. I radiate knowledge and clarity in everything I do. I radiate knowledge and clarity in everything I do. I always listen with an open heart to the wisdom within me. I always listen with an open heart to the wisdom within me. With my every breath, I inhale wisdom and exhale all doubt. With every breath, I inhale wisdom and exhale all doubt. My beautiful mind is an open channel for inner guidance. My beautiful mind is an open channel for inner guidance. Wisdom is my birthright, and I embrace it fully. Wisdom is my birthright, and I embrace it fully. My mind is clear and sharp, filled with wisdom and understanding. My mind is clear and sharp, filled with wisdom and understanding. I honor and respect the wisdom of others, adding to my own knowledge. I honor and respect the wisdom of others, adding to my own knowledge. Wisdom allows me to forgive and release the past, embracing the present moment. Wisdom allows me to forgive and release the past, embracing the present moment. Wisdom flows effortlessly through every cell of my being. Wisdom flows effortlessly through every cell of my being. I embrace the wisdom of my experiences and use them to evolve. I embrace the wisdom of my experiences and use them to evolve. Knowledge is my guide, leading me to make choices that serve only my highest good. Knowledge is my guide, leading me to make choices that serve only my highest good. I navigate life with remarkable foresight and vision. I navigate life with remarkable foresight and vision. My wisdom gives me the strength to face any situation. My wisdom gives me the strength to face any situation. And I am grateful for the wisdom life has gifted me. And I am grateful for the wisdom life has gifted me.
Well, hi.
How are you doing? I am doing well. I'm still recovering from a fun weekend. As you could probably hear it in my voice, it's a little raspy, I think, from all the alcohol, but I had fun. I had a lot of fun. And that leads me to the subject of these affirmations, which is wisdom. I have my share of wisdom. I am grateful for all that I've learned in life. But sometimes when you let a wild animal out of its cage, such as me, from being indoors too long, it becomes fun for everybody. And I don't deny myself of a fun evening out ever. But sometimes if I have been home for a long, long time, I get a little crazy when I get out in the world and I have nobody to take me by the hair and say, you're getting a little, you know, out of hand here, honey, because I'm uncontrollable, just add alcohol sometimes. And, but you know, I was having a fabulous time, and there's always like one person. Just, it takes one person after a couple of cocktails to just yank you out of left field. And I pride myself on not allowing those types of people to take me down to their level. But if there has been a couple drinks, I can't control myself. So I'm still working on that. And, you know, I mean, okay, so here's the story. Me and a girlfriend of mine were standing by this bar area waiting for a drink. And there's 10 men. They must have been all together. Okay, and I love men. Okay, let's make that clear. But there's like 10 men and they're all in a group and they have taken over a full, almost a full bar. Okay. And I stood there for at least 10 minutes thinking that maybe one of them would be a gentleman and get up off their ass and let a couple ladies sit down, but that never happened. So, I tapped a guy on the shoulder and I said, you know, do you mind moving so me and my girlfriend can sit down? And he goes, oh, no, yeah, I'll move. So he was nice enough to move and I appreciated that. So I sent over the guy a drink that moved out of the way so me and my girlfriend could sit down, as ladies should be able to. And, you know, I'm sitting there, we're having fun and chit-chatting, and and I hand the bartender a 20, and he brings me back $2. Okay, and mind you, I'm in a very small area. The drinks aren't expensive anywhere. And I said, $18. I said, I gave you a 20. He's like, yeah, I know. He had an $18 drink. And I'm just like, what? Okay, he ordered an $18 drink. What the hell? You know? And in my mind, okay, so this has never happened to me. And in my mind, I'm trying to be calm. And I was very appreciative of the guy moving out of his seat for us. And that wasn't the point. The point is, okay, you're a man. getting a drink bought from you from a woman out of common courtesy because you gave up your seat for us, which should have been done anyways, but I, you know, it doesn't matter. The point is, the guy ordered an $18 drink, and instead of just letting it go, I had had a couple cocktails, and I couldn't control myself. And I just was like, hey, excuse me. Did you buy an $18 drink? And he was like, well, yeah, that's what I drink. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. So then his friends started giving him a hard time, you know, because here's this lady over here. She's buying you a drink, and you just took a total advantage of the situation, and it's rude, you know, it's just rude. But anyways, I let it go. But then he couldn't let it go. He came over to us. He's like, I'm so sorry. And he's wasted, right? There's no even logical explanation for him to even be in there at this point. And I was just like, it's okay. Like, just let it go. You know, I told him to his face, I said, I thought it was a little rude. And, you know, just go on. It's fine. So he did that. And that's pretty much all it takes for me. Cause then I've lost my sparkness of joy being out of the house, having a nice dinner, having a couple cocktails with friends. And this joker, this little clown, just, you know, it is what it is, but it's me too. Like, my wild cat comes out, and I can't control that. So I need to use my brain and my wisdom and my ability to be unbothered around people like that. But, you know, it's not going to happen when I've been drinking. It's just not. And I know that about myself. So either I have to practice restraint, or I need to maybe go out and socialize a little bit more. I don't know, but it is something I'm working on. And just a little story. By the end of the time, the guy that did that, at some point, he just like, he gave me $50 to cover the drink or something. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, he wouldn't let it go. So anyways, it kind of went all downhill from there. But it was fun. I had a good time. I let out some steam. I got to go see a band. That was nice. I got to dance a little and just, you know, have fun. And that's exactly what I did. So I made the wisdom affirmations to remind myself to use my beautiful brain that the universe gave me, and to, you know, have a little restraint sometimes. So I'm still a work in progress, and that is just perfectly okay, because we all have stuff, right? And, you know, for me, I love to be home and doing my thing, and in my this is like my little universe here. It feels good for me to be here. But there are times when it does get old. Like, I have to get out and see people. I want to go out and socialize. And I've noticed for myself, when I do that, and it's been a long time, let's say a couple months since I went out, I will take my fun night to a level that maybe it should have stopped a while ago. You know what I mean? But, you know, in the defense of myself, I did head back to the house, my friend's house, at least by 10:30. So we were inside somewhere safe by 10:30, but the drinking kept going. So it was fun. We had a great time and still recovering here. The alcohol takes a lot out of me now. I am not a regular drinker. As I, you know, I said, I do really treat my body like a temple, but there are times I like to have a cocktail, and I have a lot of fun when that happens. And then it gets to a level where I have definitely drank too much, and then the next day, my body tells me exactly what I did to myself. So I was thinking of the subject for today's podcast, so I thought the wisdom is a good one for me to listen to and remind myself, and absolutely for you guys to have in case you're having issues at some point in your life as well, because we all have them, you know. But we have a brain. It's just we don't use it when the alcohol starts flowing. Well, at least I don't, anyways. But yeah. So what else? That's about it. Did I learn anything? What was the highs of that night? I got to get out of the house and I had a fun time catching up with friends and just really enjoying myself. The low part of the evening was probably that I did not practice restraint from telling people exactly what I think. But you know, sometimes you just gotta let it out. Like, who cares? Yeah, you know, and I definitely drank too much. And I suffered the consequences all day Sunday. So, but no regrets. Because, you know, I feel like everything happens for a reason. So I'm not going to beat myself up. I'm going to enjoy the fact that we all had a good time, and I'm sure I'll do it again at some point. But here's a fun fact. I can still pull guys half my age. So that's nice to know. Not that I would ever entertain a guy half of my age. Dating younger guys, no thank you. Been there, done that. Not learn my lesson there. But it's nice to know they're still attracted to me. You know what I mean? And so until we meet again, this is Angelique. I appreciate you. And I'm sending you my love. Have a great week. Take care. And smile, baby.